morning, good morning. You are tuned into Feminine Empress Tarot. And today's reading is going to be for the Venus retrograde. So we're going to start that for today, October 5th to November 5th. This will be a 30-day cover. And I haven't done a Venus retrograde spread, so this should be fun. This is going to be a 5-card spread. Card number 1 is going to dictate where your heart is at. Card number 2 is going to dictate for us as a mass collective what are our subconscious values. Card number 3 is going to elicit what do we no longer value. Card number 4 is going to speak on what do you think you value. And card number 5 is going to cover how can we best reconnect with what we value and love the most. So this should be interesting. So I'm going to go ahead and get to shuffling these cards and we'll go straight into card number 1. Thanks for tuning in. Oh, FYI, you know, you can find me on all Instagram, Facebook, social media platforms, YouTube, as well as digital streaming sites at Feminine Empress Tarot. Email address is FeminineEmpressTarot@gmail.com. So please feel free to email me with any of your concerns. Alrighty. All right, so the first card that we got here is the Sacrifice card. Now, the Sacrifice card is the number 11. And as always, for me at least, number 11, 111, 1111, all of those are just amplified versions or reminders of our thoughts and how our current thoughts are creating the reality in which we're forced to live in this given moment. Or we're embodying, that's a better way to reference it, that we're embodying at this given time. So this 11 card is the Sacrifice card. And the Sacrifice card says, there are those worth making, there are those that will destroy you. So ultimately, for me, in this deck, I am using my Mermaid Tarot deck. So in this deck, the Sacrifice card is kind of similar to the Seven of Swords card. And with sacrifice, we all know that the way that we gain new knowledge or something that we're truly desiring, a lot of the times that's required us to give up something that we thought that we wanted or something that may have felt good, but really wasn't good for us. We're forced to give up those things, the things that have been pulling at us ego-wise, and that does not necessarily serve our higher purpose, so that the higher purpose that's trying to come in, because abundance is always there, we just have to tap into it. A lot of times we are blocking our progress to that abundance just with our thoughts alone. So because we've had a thought at some point about a change that we would like to see or that we're wanting, the universe is kind of creating that atmosphere so that that true desire can come through. And a lot of the times it can leave us in a sad state if we haven't necessarily prepared for such. For some people who are listening in that this card is representing, for some of you guys, you're letting people steal from you and claiming that to be a sacrifice. But ultimately, what you're giving up is yourself in the end for someone else. So when you choose to sacrifice something, we have to ask ourselves, is this sacred? Do we want someone to do something in return for us? Will we get that back in return? And it's like, if you know the answer is no, then why are you making that sacrifice? Because if the answer is no, then ultimately this is nothing but manipulation and robbery. All right? So we have to be wise in what it is that we choose to sacrifice. We have to make those choices. All right? And ultimately, it's because there's a transformation that's trying to come through. We are experiencing enormous changes right now. But they all have great blessings tied to it. And it's all tied into an initial thought that we had at some point. Okay? So as you're going through this period of change, just know that you're safe. Everything's okay. It may feel chaotic. You may even feel sad. You know what I mean? You may be seeing some things that you may not want to necessarily experience. Or experiencing some things that you may not want to be going through at this given time. But it's all worth it. Embrace it. It's taking you where you ultimately are wanting to go. These changes are to be celebrated, not to be feared. Fear is the ultimate doom of a lot of our abundance. To bring in these new desires, we must first allow a part of ourselves to fall away. So allow that transformation to happen. Get your wings. Your wings are waiting for you. So walk through that door and get those wings. All right? Don't be concerned about the ending, because they're bringing in something better and something worthwhile for you. Let go of that old. Don't worry about these changes. They're truly for your best interest. All right? I think that's pretty good. I guess we could get a little situational. I'm at 4 minutes. Okay, so I'll pull one more card from this time we'll pull this one for the tarot deck. Can we get a clarifier for this sacrifice card? What are we sacrificing during this Venus retrograde as a math collective? What are we sacrificing? All right. So, there's a large group of you guys who had an idea of creating something, and it didn't go successfully. Maybe you were trying to create a relationship. Maybe you were trying to create a business. It's hard for me to say. But what does stand out to me is that someone is making the decision or seeing that all that glitters is not gold. And they're choosing to narrow down their choices because everybody ain't right. Or everybody can't go where the universe is taking you. You see? And what we got is the Five of Cups. So the Five of Cups is about feeling sad about the loss of three of those cups when you got two full cups right behind you. So we want this card to be in reverse, but right now it's upright. So a lot of you guys are just really in your feelings about losing things that you have, that you think you need. But really, those things were only serving your ego. Those two cups behind you are serving your soul. So just turn around. Just turn around, because the pain that you're experiencing right now, it's only because you thought something that was glittering was gold. And it wasn't. It's okay. We make those type of mistakes. So feel free to walk away from anything that does not serve you. This sacrifice is going to help you ultimately bring in what you're truly desiring. There's no need for you to balance the polar opposites in this situation. Let it go. Release. The burden is not yours. Give it away. The universe is giving you the okay to walk away from anything that doesn't serve you. There's no karma attached. Get into those calmer waters, okay? All right, y'all. We're going to go on to card number two. All right, so I guess we'll go on to card number two. I'm not even sure if I told you what... I know I did in the intro, but... So what we just found out was where our hearts are. And our hearts are in the transformation stage, that's requiring some type of sacrifice along that way. And so now we're moving on to card number two, which is about our subconscious values. And the card that we got is the soul cage. We have this soul cage card upright. So the soul cage card usually comes when we're living a half life. Or someone that's in our immediate environment is. Ultimately, though, I ask the cards for our subconscious values. So it's going to focus on us, those who are tuning in right now. So I'm going to say this is the first half about living a half life, us choosing to live a half life. And the soul cage card is the one that keeps us from extending our reach. And it keeps us within a comfort zone that may be reducing potential dangers to come about and from us avoiding what we presume as danger harm coming our way. But ultimately, in the end, we're neither fully awake nor are we fully asleep. Like, you're just fiddling the fence right in between, because it is comfortable. It's become your comfort zone. And right now, you're choosing to be in suspension and within compromise. When we get this card is ultimately asking us to awaken from this self-imposed prison that we're putting ourselves into. So I'm going to repeat that again. This card is coming to help us to remove ourselves from the self-imposed prison in which we've allowed ourselves to endure. So please, swim free. Do you. Be you. Reunite with those passions and your ultimate purpose, because that's where the universe is pushing you currently. Yes, there's going to be dangers. Yes, there's going to be a riot, but there's also going to be adventure, moments of excitement, belly laughs, discovery of self. Like, all is well, ultimately. Like, you have to be willing to take the bumps along the ride, because the bumps along the ride is only there to give you strength, endurance, etc. You see? And right now, ultimately, you're blossoming. You're blossoming into exactly who you are. And in blossoming to who you are, always remember, you're like a flower bud who's really ripe and ready to open and grow. Don't rush this process, y'all. It's beautiful. It's all a part of your plan. It's all a part of your purpose. Slow down. Have patience and have faith that everything is all right. Where the universe is ultimately trying to take you, it's safe. It may look scary. It may feel scary when you think about it, but if you actually start walking in those shoes and start to be the beam of light that you currently have within you, then all is well, all right? So just like I did for card number one, I'll go ahead and pull a card from the tarot deck for card number two. So why is a soul cage card here? Why do we have a soul cage card? Why is the soul cage card here? Soul cage. Okay, so soul cage card. A lot of you guys could have a manipulator around, or someone who is very selfish in nature, and ultimately, you've put yourself in this mental prison because it keeps you from the Nine of Swords energy of like worry and anxiety. And so you've become very unhopeful. You're not hopeful, or you don't have hope in the future of something that's trying to come your way. And what's kind, and so now, as a result, you're stuck in this road of, do I go left or do I go right? Left, I'm used to that. I kind of know the outcome of that. It's not ultimately what I want, but it's content. So I'm kind of leaning to my left. The right, I don't know anything about. I'm scared. Do you see those mountains? It looks like that's a bomb at the very end of that, at that tunnel. That's how you're viewing the right. But ultimately, the sun is shining on the right. It's kind of dark on the left. You just know what's going on over there. So you're choosing to go that way when ultimately the universe is trying to push you in a totally different direction. So where do you go? Where do you choose? This takes us back to the number one card as well. And remember, the number two card is all about our subconscious values. So you're not being hopeful about this new direction and what the universe is trying to take you. And instead, you're staying content with something that truly, ultimately does not make you happy. This is why that sacrifice card is here. It's time for us to choose ourselves. I think that's beautiful. All right, y'all, so I'll be back with card number three.
Yay!
Okay, so card number three is all about what's no longer of value to us. And what we got is the divination card. Divination card is about prophecy, fate, destiny, future fortune, things of that nature. It is the number 15 card, which reduces down to a number 6. And now that I think about it, card number 2 reduced it, was a 24, and it reduces down to a number 6. So there's a high energy of something that is needed to be done by us that we are currently not doing. So, divination. Divination, future fortune, prophecy. So pretty much this card is coming to tell us that you too have the gifts of seeing the possibilities of knowing and filling out the fate in a lot of these situations. Whether it's through past experiences, whether it's through certain red flags that we're getting from these opponents to our situation, whether this is work, business, or love, we are already getting those red flags. That's what the divination in the situation is. However, there must be a sense of discipline and purpose to how we move. And those instructions are going to come through. They will be delivered to us in the form of dreams, visions, conversations, things of that nature. That's the divination in the situation. So, yeah, you're going to dream for a while. You're going to see some things. And a lot of times our ego likes to avoid that because, referring back to card number two, we become complacent in what we think we know. All right. So the universe is calling you to listen and to hear and to read those signs, because ultimately your conscience is speaking to you. And for us to get this in the what we're not valuing any longer is we're not valuing the power that we naturally possess in all of our situations. We are all gifted with the power of knowing if something is right or wrong for us. Our body talks to us at all times. But are we still enough to hear it when it happens is the question. All right. So it's best that we always choose to reflect on who we are in all situations before going along with the flow of certain things. And ultimately, you don't want to back down. However, I don't feel like that's the energy a lot of us are possessing. A lot of us are choosing to back down because we don't want to fight. We don't want to argue. We'd rather just be in a complacent situation of something that we already know, when ultimately the universe wants you to stand up for yourself. Stand up for what you believe. Stand up for what's right. Be assertive. Don't worry about what others think about whatever it is that you're choosing to do, and trust that your actions will work out fine. Speak your truth. Stick to your opinion. Put your foot down. Even if you're wrong, say how you feel. Ultimately, what outside opinions say don't matter, contrary to what we've been told over the years. Excuse my language, but fuck the naysayers, because that's not ultimately taking you where you want to go. It's actually keeping you in your cocoon, safe from what you think is harm and danger, which is really adventure, life, love, fun, endurance, power. You hear me? So really, you're ultimately choosing the self-prison over allowing your soul to beam. And that's what the universe wants from you right now. And in order for us to get to that position of where our soul is beaming outwards, we have to live in unconditional love. Okay? Unconditional love is choosing yourself, loving yourself and others in every situation, no matter the outside opinion. This goes for your enemies, your lovers, your foes, your friends. It doesn't matter. Choose unconditional love, because ultimately that's how abundance flows. Say things, say mantras to yourself like, oh, I choose to do my work from the level of higher consciousness where love can reign supreme. You know, if that's what you need to tell yourself every day so that you can start mentally programming yourself to operate in that manner, then do that. Say mantras like, I'm not what most people think, yet to without defending your lower self. Self-check that, because we all vibrate high and low. That's the whole idea of balancing the chakras. So when that low energy comes in, you have to be like, boo-boo, wait, what am I doing right now? I'm operating out of my ego. Let me self-check that. Because I love myself enough to not allow myself to endure that energy. And I love my surroundings enough not to put this negative energy out into the universe. Choose unconditional love. Stop worrying what other people think or say. Heal your situations with love. Send love to those who have even hurt you or misjudged you. I know that's hard. I'm still learning that at 32. But we got to do it. Unconditional love requires us to forgive ourselves and others. You got to release any old unforgiveness that may be still lingering around that you have towards others, so that you can heal ultimately and move on. All right. So what we're going to do now is pull some cards from the tarot deck. Well, I do want to say this though, before I do that, some of you guys may be considering moving into a new home, maybe taking a trip somewhere. Perhaps you've been considering letting someone move in with you. Maybe someone's moving out. But there's this sense of like decluttering, clearing a space so that new can come in. Creating a safe net for yourself. But it's embodied in unconditional love. So choosing self. Not willing to sacrifice self for a content situation. But knowing that if you choose yourself, then the universe is ultimately going to take you where you're trying to go. All right, so let's go ahead and pull a clarifier for the divination card. Can we get a clarifier for the divination card, please? Clarifier for the divination card. Clarifier for the divination card. Alrighty. So, now this is pretty deep. Alright. So, ultimately, what we got here, I got two cards. I got the Ace of Cups in reverse. And then I got the Five of Wands in reverse. Okay. So, Ace of Cups. I do like that card. Even in reverse, I kind of like that card. It's not as strong as the Ace of Cups, but it's still embodying that unconditional love idea. It's a sign that you are in connection with your subconscious mind, and that you're beginning to become in tune with your innate intuition. Okay, you are exploring parts of yourself privately and discovering how you can bring more of abundance and flow into your own life. Okay, that's what this Ace of Cups is. And for some of you guys, though, on the flip side, this Ace of Cups in reverse may be a sign that you are repressing your emotions, not wanting to express yourself fully to the outside world. Instead, you are keeping your feelings to yourself and not wanting others to know what's truly going on inside. All right. And I think that is the story for many of you guys, because we got that Five of Wands to follow it. And the Five of Wands is saying that ultimately, there's too much competition, or arguments, debates, chaos that comes along with the situation, which is why you're choosing to put yourself first. All right. So this is actually, I can see why this is following in the area of what you are no longer valuing. You're no longer valuing things that doesn't allow you to put yourself first. Put yourself first. Because ultimately, the abundance is trying to come through. You got many choices, but you got to sit back and narrow it down to the one or two things that are going to push you in the path of your abundance. Perfect. I like that. All right, so we're going to go ahead and move on to card number 5. Hey y'all, my bad. I know I just said card number 5, but I meant card number 4. And card number 4 is about what do we think we value? Sometimes what we think we value is not actually what we value at all. And what we got here was the experiment card. And we got this experiment card in reverse. So there are a group of us. I'm sorry. By the way, this card is a number 33 card. Again, this reduces down to a number 6. And as we already heard, number 6 is a call from the universe saying, hey, there's something you should be doing that you're not. It's only a check, a self-reminder. You're something that you know that you should be doing that you're currently not. You're doing the opposite. You're doing something that doesn't have as much priority as something that you should be doing currently. And having this experiment card in the reverse is like seeing that the experiments happening around you as okay, as normal, as a good thing, as acceptable. When ultimately, it's not. These are cruel choices that we are either honoring, accepting, or doing ourselves to others. The first thing that pops in my mind when I look at this card is more so on a global level than it is on like personal person to person level. First thing that comes to mind is the current racial war that's being conjured up amongst the people, as if there is a black and white thing going on. And if you are watching the news and reading the newspapers and checking up on current news, then chances are you're embodying the manipulation that's happening amongst us. And that's no judgment. That's no judgment, because I call that social programming. We have been socially programmed to believe that this is okay, and that the things that are being told to us are true, when a lot of the times we're being sold 1/4 stories. Okay? There is a mass there's a mass sense of manipulation going on a global level, because there are a group of elite people in a higher place, in a higher position than most of us, who realize the power in thought. Okay? And with knowing the power in thought, you can manipulate just about anything or anyone around you. And that's what's happening to us on a global scale. And we are allowing this manipulation to take place because our third eye is closed. We don't even see that this is happening to us. Okay? So, yeah, looking at the news, yeah, I wake up the next day mad too. Like today, all of us are waiting for the Van Dyke the Van Dyke decision on whether or not he's guilty for killing an innocent black man or shooting at a black man multiple times. And people want him under the jail. They, you know, I'm with them. They're wrong. It's wrong to kill another human being because you're scared or whatever the situation is. It's wrong. But I'm scared, or it scares me to know that majority of at least my community do not see the manipulation that's happening right before our eyes. And that's exactly what this experiment card is screaming to us. The necessity of us to say no to the experimenting that is happening. And when I say no to the experimenting, is understanding the necessity of planning for what it is that we are truly wanting. Becoming less reactant to the things that are being manipulated right in front of us. Okay? Now, I do realize that it's easy for us to be pulled into that direction, because it hurts knowing that your fellow brother, your fellow cousin, your fellow father, your fellow brother is being targeted by a higher power or by a higher entity of humans who reside on the same planetary plane as you. However, we have to realize our power in the situation. And in realizing our power in the situation, we have to come up with sufficient plans for change. So this is less about rioting. This is less about protesting, and all about understanding how we can gain power within the same political structure that exists in our communities. So instead of meeting up in mass numbers to go and riot in front of the people who we got our hands out to, instead we change the course of action and meet up in those mass numbers at one of these churches that claim to be for us, and come up with a legitimate plan. And a legitimate plan would require for us to put in people of sincerity in a position of power. So if we have three young men or three young women, or a mixture of young men and women, who have a power structure, who are really for the people and not doing it for a check, you hear me? If we put those people of power in position, then we can get all of these things that we're wanting to reverse come to fruition. But this is going to take some intense planning. And this is going to take for us to break down and release the manipulation that is currently happening to us on a global level. Now, I know I can refer this card to a more personal level, but for whatever reason, my spirit wanted me to mention what I'm seeing more so on a global level than anything. So, and the thing is, a lot of us are becoming more sensitive. I'm not the only one becoming more sensitive to this. A lot of us are becoming more sensitive to the things that are happening around us, and knowing that a lot of these environments that we are in, that we're currently enduring, are harsh. We are being called to avoid harsh relationships, the environment being destroyed and chemicals being put into our food, our water, things of that nature. We are becoming more sensitive to what's been happening to us on a global level, and it's time that we start to check what's happening to us. But this is going to require planning. Okay? This is going to, we're going to have to build or acknowledge the heightened sensitivity and awareness that's coming about. A lot of us have stripped away our outer protective layers of defense, which is ultimately blocking our psychic and spiritual awareness or power and power in the situation. We are all on this path of ascension, and it's pushing us into this heightened awareness. A lot of the things that were happening to us on a global level, and no one seen, or only 5% of 100% seen, that number's increasing. The 5, 15, 80% rule is no longer existing. It's becoming more of a 10, 20, 70 type of thing. And the more we become heightenedly aware, the more those numbers are going to change. Eventually, everyone is going to tap into their intuitive ability and natural awareness that exists within them. But in the meantime, stay clear or steer clear of any and everything that does not serve your higher purpose. Our body is always giving us a sign, a signal that something's not right or something that we need to avoid. It's time we tap into that, because ultimately our intuitive abilities is what serve us well. And there's an old way of being that we have been under, at least in my 32 years, that is no longer the reality. And these new beginnings are trying to come in as we speak. But we're ultimately going to have to tap into the power that we naturally have. And in tapping into that power, it's going to require us to release the old so that this new can come in. Everything around us is natural design, ultimate design. Nothing happens by accident. So we have to celebrate when it's time to walk away from something that's no longer serving who we are today. And who we've been in the past hasn't gotten us anywhere. Otherwise, we wouldn't even be experimenting the same type of manipulation in 2018. It's time for us to embrace our deepest emotions as a signal of our true human existence, essence, importance, power. So keep your thoughts positive, understanding that everything starts as a thought. And if we allow the manipulation to continue, whether this is at home, on a global level, or any personal situation, if we allow the manipulation to exist, then we're defeating the purpose, or our purpose, on this planetary realm. Recognize our power and our strength. And plan so that we can release the old and allow these new beginnings to come about. I like that. So we're going to pull a clarifier just as we did on all of the other cards. Why do we have this experiment card here, Spirit? Why is this experiment card here? It's in reverse. Why is this experiment card here? Experiment card in reverse. Can I get a clarifier for the Spirit card in reverse? Spirit card in reverse. So funny. Same card. Oh, you got the Knight of Cups. Knight of Cups is all about using your intuition and your emotions on the quest of romance, love, cups, energy. And we have all of the resources at our fingertips because ultimately we are the magicians. We have our cups, we have our wands, we have our swords. Swords are our thoughts. Wands are is the action plan. Cups is our emotions being in check. And the pentacles is the essence of the tangible and intangible accomplishments and abundance that comes in as a result of being the magician in all of our situations. But a lot of us are still carrying or continuing a battle in which we're damn near about to give up on, you know, but we are holding on strong. And time management is necessary. Ultimately, we have to remain agile and patient while juggling these ideas or resources. Okay? I want to do one more clarifier. Why is the Knight of Cups here? Why is the Knight of Cups here? Knight of Cups. It's time for us to embrace the new. It's time for us to embrace the new, guys. There's a new world trying to come in for us. There's a new beginning trying to come in for us on a more situational level. But ultimately, we have to realize our power in the situation. And it's all about what we feed ourselves, whether that's mentally or diet-wise. We aren't only being manipulated mentally. We're also eating foods that are not giving us nutritional value. Foods that have been legalized by our USDA and FDA that makes it okay. And half the time, there's no nutrients in the foods that we're eating. Hence why our cells aren't being fed properly, leading to things like cancer. How many of you guys have friends that have died from cancer? I have two handfuls. It's scary to know that we're living in a society that manipulates us for gain and profit. Our air is being manipulated. We have something called chemtrails. We have something called HAARP. H-A-A-R-P. If you don't know what that is, please Google it. We are being manipulated on a global scale. But the more we become aware and heightened aware to the things that's happening around us, that's the only way to gain back our power in the situation. We will forever remain at the bottom of the total pole or empowered if we don't tap into our third eye's natural ability for change. I know I'm ready for change. How about you? Let's lose our intuition. Let's use our intuition so that greatness can come in. I like that card. All right, so we're going to go on to card number 5, guys, okay? So, card number 5. We got the mirror card. And we got this card in reverse. So, the first thing that comes to mind when I see this, and you have to excuse my ignorance right now because I cannot think of the author's name, but the poem goes, "Hey, black child, do you know who you are? Who you really are? Do you know you could be what you want to be if you try to be what you can be? Hey, black child, do you know you are strong? I mean, really strong? Do you know that you can learn what you want to learn if you try to learn what you can learn? Hey, black child." Damn, I feel ignorant not knowing who made this poem, but you know, whatever. I remembered it. Anyways, that's what this card is screaming. Do you ultimately know who you are? Okay, that's why it's in reverse. A lot of us are refusing to see the truth of who we are. Refusing to even look deeper within and question many of our own assumptions. Being bewildered at people's feedback of who they see us to be. Looking into a mirror and only seeing the carefully prepared public image that we've created out of conditioning of our environments. And not who we truly are on a soul level. We're refusing to address our patterns and our hurt, and therefore giving it power. Having a self-image that is never examined or deeply understood, but projected in a carefully crafted image of what's comfortable for those around you, but not necessarily truly showing the essence of who you are. A lot of us are afraid to look into the mirror because of those negative beliefs about who we are. And because you're afraid to see what you truly look like. You have to honor the bad and the good, guys. Nothing that happens to us happened to hurt us. It is only to give us thick skin so that we can ultimately face to ultimately give us the guidance to walk the path of true essence of who we really are. But in order to do this with confidence and strength, sometimes we have to go through some things that may hurt us on an emotional level. That's the importance of keeping our emotions and our thoughts in check, making sure that we're always vibrating high. Now, I don't think I said this, but the number five is all about how we can best reconnect with what we value and love the most. And what the universe is telling us right now is that we have to honor who we truly are. We have to take the good and the bad, the ugly and the beautiful, and realize that that is all of us. Who we are is not the ultimate outcome. It's all of the bullshit that we went through too to get there. If you don't honor and love that part of yourself, you can never truly express yourself to the rest of the world in your highest purpose. Only in a halfway. Takes us back to that being half woke and half sleep. You're too busy worried about what others think about you versus honoring you. You have to be okay with being wrong, guys. No one's perfect. And if you walk around thinking your shit don't stink, you ultimately gonna get your feelings hurt. Ain't nobody perfect. We growing every day. I say stuff all the time that I got to renege on later because I've done the due diligence after the fact when I should have did it before. And I had to correct myself. Gotta be okay with that. It's a part of the creative process. And those who tell you otherwise aren't really creative. You hear me? So be free. Understand the essence of honoring the inner god or goddess that exists. Awaken the goddess that's within you, whether that's through self-care, through dancing, through laughter, whatever. Appreciate your own divinity. All right, guys? That's exactly what the universe is wanting from us, to appreciate our own divinity. We have to start allowing the inner feminine wisdom and dynamic beauty of that to rise to the surface. Welcome to the age of Aquarius. The age of Aquarius is exactly why when we turn on our TV screens, everyone in a place of power is being scrutinized and brought to attention. A lot of these political figures are going to be jailed very soon. And it's all because the feminine divine is on the rise. Not that there needs to be more feminine than masculine. No, we just need a balance. The ratio of feminine to divinity has always been an 80-20 or worse. I'm being really generous by even giving 20% to the feminine. Because we have totally, as a nation, blocked out, or as a world, as Earth, as planet Earth, we've blocked out the power of the feminine divine. We have to start cherishing its power and its meaningfulness in its planetary realm. Whether your physical body is male or female, we all got divinity from a masculine and a feminine point of view. What the universe is asking for us to do right now is to balance that. Because the moment that we balance that, we'll be okay with who we are. We'll take the time out to logically, rationally assess our situations, know when we're being manipulated, knowing what to sacrifice and what not to sacrifice, And also use the intuition that is always that came around, the red flags, the signs, the divinity, and incorporate that also into our rationale and our logic so that we can create more sound decisions and solutions for our courses of action. This is the time to become more aware and take excellent care of who we are and celebrating that magnificence that already exists. So as a unit, what we are being pushed to do is to heal. Accept that our intuition is innate, just as our rational mind is innate. Changing the ratio to 50-50 is the goal. Welcome to the age of Aquarius. Be receptive, dance more, laugh more, be around soulful people, be around your kin. When I say your kin, that does not necessarily mean family. That means people who vibrate on the same level as you. You could be friends with a person for 20 years and be vibrationally on different paths. It's okay. Love them just as equally. Whether that's around them or at a distance. Unconditional love is necessary. The universe is abundant. The universe wants to give us things. The universe will make sure that we're good today and all of our tomorrows. But do you know that? Have you tapped into that? Let go. Release those burdens that make us okay with being content with situations that we all know we gotta let go. We gotta release these things or sacrifice these things that are no longer serving our purpose so that the transformation of getting our wings are there. Those wings are waiting for us. But we won't receive those wings until we break the social conditioning that keeps us content, that keeps us from not pushing forward and expressing who we truly are in this world. So just like the other cards, I do want to pull some tarot cards. So let me do that now. Universe, why are we getting the mirror card in reverse? One card for the mirror card. One card for the mirror card. One card for the mirror card, please. Why do we have the mirror card in reverse here? Why is this mirror card in reverse? I think I missed it. Mirror card in reverse. One card. Mirror card in reverse. All right. A lot of us are recognizing that we had these strong thoughts about something and it didn't pan out the way that we wanted to. There were some secrets that came out. And a lot of those secrets that came out came as a result of, for some, acting out of a harmful impulse. Recognizing that there was negative constraints around. Recognizing that you were tied into some type of bondage-like situation, whether that's being dependable or being the dependent. Some of us had to recognize that we had low self-control in a lot of our situations. Many of us are realizing the addictions that we've allowed to ultimately stay around, that's trying to be released, but we're carrying that as a burden. Negative patterns, whether that's through beliefs or our thoughts, we've allowed for those things to take precedence. And this card is coming so that we walk away from that moon energy, those secrets, those realities that no longer serve us. It's not a loss. And I think ultimately a lot of us are looking at that as a loss. So therefore we're staying within our cocoon, where it's safe, where we know how things are going to ultimately turn out, even though they don't ultimately make us happy. We're content. And the universe is trying to say, no, Lord, no more, no longer. It's time for you to make a judgment call. Who are you? What do you want to be? That's what this world is all about. Stop letting the naysayers and the outside influence who you are ultimately. This is a slow progress. It's not going to happen overnight. But you have to honor who you are in order for you to ultimately get to where you're going. Be a turtle for now and release all of those burdens. Take your time. Just be receptive to the heightened awareness that's coming through right now. That's the energy of the mirror. Let's embrace that. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all staying in tune with Feminine Empress Tarot. You already know you can find me on all social media sites. And we'll be back in about 7 days with a new reading. Probably maybe do a weekly or something like that. And if I owe you a personal reading, you will get those personal readings. You know, I don't charge for them, so I kind of have to fit them in within my schedule. Bills do got to get paid, so I do have to work, you know. But ultimately, this is my due diligence to the rest of the universe while I am bringing in my own abundance. So I will get you those tarot readings, those personal readings. And if you are needing a personal reading, feel free to email me at feminineempresstarot@gmail.com. I will add you to the list. You have to be patient. Everything happens energetically. So trust me, when you receive your reading, it will be in its right timing. Ultimately. So I love y'all, and I'll see y'all again next week.